Donuts and Diarrhea. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Sasha, you started laughing and you made me start laughing. How are you today, Sasha?
Diarrhea is maybe our best episode title yet. I am good, and I realize I got very emotionally dysregulated at last week's show when I was saying that I'm funneling my emotional dysregulation only into the show. So this week, my goal is to show my acting range and be super G-rated.
That is perfect, because I got a lot of deregulation and unregulation and dysregulation last week.
Dysregulation?
What?
I wonder if they have. I should ask the person I'm working with. Is there any misregulation of it or deregulate? You know,
or can you foist it onto somebody else?
I wish I could just foist it onto someone else.
Yes, well, that would be okay. As long as it's not in this direction. I have enough dysregulation going on in my life.
Bad vibes.
I can't dodge it left and right like this. I'm not as agile as I used to be.
I can't get mad at the people I love. Like, people that I love in my life build up a shitload of goodwill with me. So I don't fly off the handle. I notice other people do. Like, I noticed that a lot of other people don't have any bank of goodwill. So you could be in their life 30 years. You do one thing a little off and they treat you like a stranger, like garbage. But I'm the opposite. Like, I build a bank of goodwill. So, like, if I love you and you're in my you know, world and in my heart, it takes a lot. But I'm talking about people that, like, if I don't know you at all, don't come at me with that bullshit.
Okay.
Oh, this is supposed to be the G-rated show. Sorry.
Well, bullshit is sort of G-rated.
I'm feeling so super, super friendly, super happy. Everyone is super amazing. You know, I've been spending a lot of time on Clubhouse. So there, the big words are amazing. Everybody's amazing. The show is amazing. This room is amazing. So I'm going to throw that around a lot. Super amazing, Paul.
It sounds like a place where I do not need to be then. It's way too upbeat and happy.
Well, some people are. By the way, though, guys, we are a little late to get our community news live on there, but we are going to start doing it Monday nights. We decided to wait for Memorial Day to pass, but Monday nights on Clubhouse, look for Paul and I under the Creative Salon. We're going to have the community news podcast live, and you can talk back with us if you want. You could, like, see what it takes to say something to me to get me to go off on you. We could play that game.
That will not take a lot.
Actually, it would be a fun game where, like, people just step up. We bring them up on stage. They say whatever, and I just go off on them because I need to have.
It would be like Name That Tune, except for how many words, and I would bid on 3 words, and somebody would say 2 words, and I'd say, "Go ahead, make Sasha insane."
Or if you just want to see it as like a rant battle, like if you just want to see how you don't even need to say anything, like you could just go, "Hi, Paul and Sasha, my name is David," and see what I'll come up with. We could play that game, or we could do it the other way. You know what? I can't take it the other way because I can't take the attacks. I just need it where it's like, "Hi, my name is David, and I have a question for you guys." And then if you want, I could do a little rant battle and show you how quickly, you know.
Okay, so you can't. So even if it's a one-word attack, that would set you off. But you would rather have some little nice little person say, "Hello, it's so good. We're such huge fans of yours," and then you would rip them a new asshole.
No, you're right. I can't be, because I am actually a very nice person, as you know. Until you fuck with me. I had this conversation with a really good friend of mine in LA just the other night, based on something that we saw going on Clubhouse. It's like, I'm so nice. He's so nice. But if you fuck with me, he made me laugh. He goes, then you're like, well, I shouldn't say it on the show, but he made me laugh because it's like, yeah, I'm really nice until you fuck with me. Then you fuck with me. And I, listen, it's like thousands of years. I tell this to my kids. Thousands of years of ancestors who people were trying to kill and annihilate for various reasons lived to create you and to create me. So when needed, I summons up the energy of those thousands of fighters who stuck around and made it through, and I will fucking blast you a new asshole with the power of those thousands of ancestors. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you're being G-rated today. This is perfect. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So I'm being sunshiny, Sasha. Sorry. Let's go back to the donuts and the diarrhea.
Right. Community update. Bucky's Donut Shop is still closed this past weekend. There was an outbreak of salmonella or something like that. It was passed around. They traced it back to the donut shop. It should be opening again by the end of the week. Sasha, you had not had any Buc-ee's this past weekend, had you? No,
but I was worried about you, Paul, when I read the story, because I know about your GI issues, and I wondered if you just hearing that story gave you diarrhea.
It does. Just seeing the word. If I see any word with the letter D in it, I get diarrhea. That's how bad it is for me these days.
So Dunkin' Donuts must really make you can't drive by Dunkin' Donuts. You have to take a detour.
It's awful. It's so awful that I now have resorted to carrying around a roll of toilet paper in my car. So I have it at all times on call. It's amazing.
So when you're on the post road, you have to detour so that you don't go by Dunkin' Donuts. And I realize detour is also a D word.
Right. Look what you're doing to me. Just very mentioning dangerous. It right now, my stomach is starting to rumble.
That's how I can set you up. It's very dangerous, Paul.
You are not very nice, Sunshine Sasha. All these Sunshine D words.
I need to go back to being sunshiny Sasha. So everyone's amazing. Even the mean people on the tag sale site, they're amazing. Even the jerky bitches on the buy nothing sites, they're amazing. Even the neighbors that call the police on you, they're amazing. Everyone's super amazing, Paul.
Perfect. Perfect. Just let you know, everybody. Everybody is super amazing in Sunshine Sasha's world. Everyone, whatever you say, if you see her in town, everything will be sunshine and roses.
You insult me, or you passive-aggressively insult me, or you make a joke that's supposed to be funny, but then it's really passive-aggressive, and then you say things like, just kidding or only joking. I still think you're super amazing. I'm just so dumb and dopey that I don't even know how to read if you're fucking with me. Oh, not fucking, but messing with me.
Perfect. Also let you know, everybody, school closes in 2 weeks. The town camp opens in 3 weeks. They are still taking signups for the town camp. It is open fully this summer. So if you have any kids who need something to do, make sure to go down to the community center.
Badly does everyone want this school year to end? Between the teachers, the parents, the kids, I don't know of a school year that people have wanted to end more than this one, 2021.
Not me. I don't want it to end. I'm enjoying all the misery of everybody else while I don't have any kids in school. Are you kidding?
I haven't had a kid in school for 2 years. So, right, you just get to sit back and watch everyone else lose their SHIT because I'm Sunshiny Sasha, so I don't swear.
Exactly. So, town camp, make sure to sign up. Buc-ee's will be reopening this week. Let me see if there's anything else. Bingo was back, as we mentioned. And that about wraps up this episode of Community News. Mrs. Roper, will you be at the pool this weekend?
I think I might make an appearance, but I don't know. I'm not sure because I really have to – if I'm making an appearance there, I really have to get into Sunshine Sasha mode because I don't like to cuss anyone out in front of their kids. And there's a lot of kids at the town pool.
Perfect.
So I really have to be in a good enough mood or have enough mood buffer pills that I'm not going to want to rip someone an asshole at the pool because they make some snotty comment.
And before I forget to close the show, because everybody wants to know, shirt, bra, underwear, and pants today, a full accoutrement. Sasha is fully dressed. It's wonderful.
Should I correct you? Because I have the shirt and the pants. I don't have a bra or underwear on, but I appreciate you upgrading me to that kind of an outfit.
I'm trying. I thought Sunshine Sasha would become dressed appropriately, but what could I say?
Sorry,
I got it wrong.
Sasha forgets that, like, just because I'm on Zoom doesn't mean that I shouldn't. I thought, like, the whole point was we're allowed to lay in bed half naked. But, all right, I'll start dressing up fully, as if we're going into the studio.
Perfect.
But wait a second. We're not vaccinated. Why aren't we going back into the studio?
We will be.
We really just got this lazy.
Exactly.
That we're, like, staying home. But listen, we really are going to do Monday nights on Clubhouse. Even though Paul can't stand Clubhouse, he's not going to go around the other rooms, which is fine. But if you want to come talk to us live, we'll see how it goes. I think it could be fun. We'll see what happens. We'll try to build a little community there and drive them to the show on Tuesdays. And let's see how that works. So Monday nights, look for us on Clubhouse, you guys.
Excellent. And on that note, this does wrap up this episode of Community News. And as always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Sunshine Sasha.
Sunshine Sasha, I will see you again next Tuesday, if I could say it.
It's very tongue-twisty, I know. I will see you next Tuesday, Paul.
Take care, everyone.
We love you, community.
Bye-bye.